Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and fellow music fan, James Lampkin. Thank you for joining us for a peek into music history. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions. You choose how you play. Solo, co-op, or competitive, do what works for you. Our 3 rounds today will be Disney hits, duets, and Naughty's opening lyrics. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop trivia and share your scores with other players. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself just that little bit more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck.
Round one.
In round one today, pop on your mouse ears because these questions are all from the wonderful world of Disney. We have 5 questions, all of which relate to music from Disney movies or Disney TV shows. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 1. A Whole New World was a number one hit in 1992 from which Disney animated film? Question 2. The hit ballad Let It Go from Frozen was performed by Idina Menzel, but which American pop star sang the radio version? Question 3. See You Again and 7 Things were breakthrough hits for which Disney Channel star, known for playing Hannah Montana? Question 4. After hitting streaming services and gaining virality online, which song from the Encanto soundtrack became a surprise chart hit in 2022? Question 5. Something There and The Mob Song are tracks taken from which Disney animated musical that was released in 1991? That's it for round one.
Round 2.
For round 2 today, it takes 2 to make some magic. We'll have 5 clues about hit duets, times where 2 artists came together to create something special. For each clue, you can get a point for correctly guessing the pair who were behind the duet. Here we go. Question 6. I Got You Babe was a hit duet in 1965 by this then married couple, who were both TV personalities at the time. Question 7. These 2 young stars collaborated on 2 duets, first on a track called I Know What You Did Last Summer, but most notably on their 2019 number one single, Señorita. Question 8. In 1985, these 2 rock stars, one a solo star and the other the lead singer of a classic rock band, teamed up to cover Dancing in the Street. Question 9. The 2021 remix of Save Your Tears became a major hit for this Canadian pop star and this pint-sized pop star, with whom he has collaborated with multiple times. Question 10. Don't Give Up was a 1986 hit duet between these two English singers. One, a member of the band Genesis, and the other known for her hits like Wuthering Heights and Running Up That Hill. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Naughty's opening lyrics. You're going to hear the opening line of a hit song from the 2000s. The catch is, it's being read aloud by a different voice than normal. See if you can identify the hit 2000s song from just the opening line. Give yourself 1 point if you can get the song correct, and another point if you know the artist who sang it. Here we go. Question 11.
How can you see into my eyes like open doors, leading you down into my core, where I've become so numb?
Question 12.
I hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream and my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, XS. Whoa, am I gonna fit in?
Question 13.
Coming up, I was confused. My mommy kissing a girl. Confusion occurs coming up in the cold world. Daddy ain't around, probably out committing felonies. My favorite rapper used to sing, check out my melody.
Question 14.
I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing. Just prayed to a god that I don't believe in. 'Cause I got time while she got freedom.
Question 15.
So lately, been wondering, who will be there to take my place? When I'm gone, you'll need love to light the shadows on your face.
That is all of our rounds done. We're going to be right back after this break to tell you all of the answers. And welcome back. It is time to see if you passed the test. Here are the answers, starting with Disney hits. Question 1. Aladdin. The radio version was sung by Peebo Bryson and Regina Bell, and it has the notable achievement of knocking Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You off the number one spot in America. That was after it had a record-breaking run of 14 weeks at number one. Question 2. Demi Lovato. Ultimately, audiences gravitated towards the film version. To date, the Idina Menzel version has outstreamed the Demi version by a nearly 4-to-1 ratio. Question 3. Miley Cyrus. The album Hannah Montana 2 Meet Miley Cyrus was designed to help transition Miley into being a pop star in her own right. Question 4. We Don't Talk About Bruno. A belated success, the song reached number one in the UK and US over 3 months after the film debuted in cinemas. Question 5. Beauty and the Beast. Not long after the film was a success, it was soon turned into a Broadway musical. It had one of the most successful runs in Broadway history, running for nearly 5,500 shows across 13 years before closing. Continuing on to round two, duets. We told you about some hit songs, but needed to know the pair behind each one. 1 point is available for each pair you could correctly guess. Question six, Sunny and Cher sang I Got You Babe. Question seven, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello performed Senorita. Question eight, David Bowie and Mick Jagger got together for Dancing in the Street. Question 9. The Weeknd and Ariana Grande sang Save Your Tears. Question 10. Peter Gabriel and Kate Bush were behind Don't Give Up. The song brought inspiration to many, most notably Elton John, who said that the song played a big part in his journey to reaching sobriety. For our final round today, we played you the opening lyrics of some hit songs from the noughties. Remember, 1 point is available if you are able to correctly guess the song from the lyrics, and another point if you are able to correctly guess the singer. Here they are. Question 11, that was Bring Me to Life by Evanescence. Question 12, you heard Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. Question 13, that was Hate It or Love It by The Game and 50 Cent. Question 14, Break Even by The Script. Question 15, that was Wherever You Will Go by The Calling. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe, follow the podcast, or tell a friend. You can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. Jump on and let us know how you scored for this episode. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.